Currently, the city of Tampa has no LEED certified green buildings, nor does it have a green building ordinance or any incentives for developers to be environmentally sustainable. That's led City Councilman John Dingfelder to put together his own task force to create a green building ordinance. Prompted by his actions, an official with the Pam Iorio administration came before the council today to report on the status of the administration's own green building ordinance. Council members praised much of the content of the report, but blasted the mayor's office for its lack of urgency. Cindy Miller is the director of Growth Management and Development Services. She said that as part of their ordinance, the city wants to make sure that affordable housing is included.
But the key is to help save the money for the folks that are buying these houses so that they are able to either afford more house or reduce their costs once they move in. And if, again, we can show that the cost of a house is lower after it's constructed because of energy savings, we can offer a little more flexibility for down payment assistance. So that is something I think we all are on the same page for. When it comes to city buildings, the resolution that I have in our packet includes that for new construction, there would be a LEED standard that we would apply, have a template that we would look at for that, for because we basically would be looking at new construction to commercial buildings.
Miller also said she wanted to include a broad base of federal and state rebates as part of the package of incentives to provide to developers. A part of Councilman Dingfelder's plan would be to reduce or expedite rezonings and planned amendments. However, the city's Cindy Miller said that would not be possible.
From our standpoint of what is being contemplated there is to shorten the time period for rezonings and plan amendments from when they're submitted and coming to you. We already have basically a four-month deadline for rezonings from when it's submitted to my staff in land development to when it is available for your consideration. We believe that if we further reduce that kind of time, first of all, we're one of the shortest periods of time statewide. But if we did try to shorten that time, there's due process issues, there's notice issues to the neighborhood, the surrounding business owners or homeowners. So therefore, we do not believe reducing that is, at this point, something we should consider.
Other parts of the Dingfelder-penned plan that Miller said the city could not abide by include a reduction of water and sewer fees paid to the city if the construction is built and certified as a Florida Water Star program. But Miller said many of the city's green plans won't be implemented for well over a year and a half from now, if not longer. That did not go over well with certain members of the city council. Councilmember Linda Salcena.
There is no reason why we need to keep studying this. We need to get going. We really, really do. We have part of our report from the head of solid waste, who says that every department is going to have a committee that's going to look at how they can do green things. Well, you guys, if you go downstairs right now in this building and you open the door on the first floor, you will be knocked over by fumes because the city of Tampa is still buying carpeting with toxic fumes. I mean, we have got to get on it.
City Council Member Mary Mulhern blasted the timetable set up by the Iorio administration.
We're talking about 2 years from now before anything actually, any kind of action takes place. And when the conservative estimate, this I confirmed over my lunch hour, the most conservative estimate for the time frame when we have to turn around the curve of our emissions of greenhouse gases in order to change the path, that inevitable path that otherwise we're going on, where we're all going to change our climate beyond recognition, is 10 years. So that's conservative. So we can't afford to wait 2 years.
Councilman Dingfelder confronted the city's sluggishness when it comes to a green building ordinance with humor.
The earth isn't getting any cooler, although sometimes around here I feel like we're moving at a glacial pace.
Dingfelder said the ordinance that has his name on it has been a joint effort with many members of the community, including the business community.
There are architects and developers and contractors who participated to a great extent in this process, as well as, you know, regular citizens and neighborhoods and that sort of thing. They have written emails encouraging us to move forward at the quickest pace possible. And even the home builders, who I don't necessarily always, we don't always see eye to eye, but in this case, we got an email from the home builders, Tampa Bay Home Builders Association, to encourage us to, you know, to adopt what the committee, you know, has put together and move forward as fast as possible.